Colette, you contracted COVID-19 in March and have had a rough go of it, it sounds like. Take us back to when you first learned you had the virus, and what were you expecting then?
Well, because of my age, and honestly because I was very healthy, I have no underlying conditions, just due to my work, I was very active. Everybody, myself, my family, all of my friends, we expected me to get over it very quickly. The usual 2 weeks, if not less, for it to be super mild. And that was not the case. I was hospitalized the end of March, stayed there for 9 or 10 days, was discharged and was back in at the end of April, and then was discharged again and was on oxygen for months and was hospitalized 2 more times because in August, I started having more severe neurological issues. At first, I thought it was a stroke. We thankfully determined that they weren't actual seizures, but since then have not been able to determine what exactly they are. The most recent guess, I should say, is that it's my body reacting to prolonged lack of oxygen because my oxygen levels are still dropping at this point. So it's been a road.
John, I'd like to ask you a question. What was it like for you going through all this? I imagine you felt pretty helpless at times.
Yeah. You know, when this first started, I was of the same mindset that you were going to get through it, that she was going to get through it quickly. But it very quickly took a wrong turn. Her first hospitalization, you know, there was a complication, and the truth of the matter is that she did almost die. And that first time was hard, but quite honestly, these past two, where she was talking about the episodes, having seizure-like episodes, that was actually the hardest because we had no idea what was going on.
Colette, what's it like seeing people out there really not taking this serious, maybe joking around, thinking that they're only, if they get it, they won't have symptoms and, you know, they won't have any, have suffering for long. What would you say to them?
Sorry. It's infuriating. And it's heartbreaking because this has totally turned our lives upside down. So when I think of how much I've lost, and believe me, I am determined to have it all back again. To see people either not believe it or say things and not take it seriously, it's just, it's not about you. It's about the other people. And to think that like you could be responsible of carrying this to somebody else, because you never know, like you could have it and you could be responsible for doing this to somebody else. And I don't know about you, but I would never forgive myself if I did that.
What was the worst part? What would you say the darkest moment was?
I think the episodes are the hardest to handle because they come without warning. And when they happen in public, people aren't always very kind. I understand that we're afraid now, but even if you call somebody else to help, like do something, this is a time to be kind to each other when we're all struggling through such a dark time. Just be kind. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Thank you for your bravery and giving us some time and sharing your story. We greatly appreciate it, and we hope that message gets out there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.